To God be all the glory. Good evening, good evening, good evening, and welcome to the Kingdom Power Fellowship Podcast. This is the Grace, Mercy, Peace, and Christ Church, the Grand Division of the KPF family. Let's give God some glory. Come on, y'all. Yes, yeah, like let's get this party started. Let's get it going. Here we go.
Thank you. had to stop for a minute to tell you something. When I look back over my life and I see all the things God's done for me, been through danger, heartache, and trouble, I thank the Lord, He's rescued me. I come and when the Lord is saved my life, oh yes He did. Now I can say that I'm still here and it's by the grace of God. When I look back over my life, can I see all the things that I have brought me through? Been through sickness, trials, and suffering. I thank the Lord, He's blessed me still. I come out of faith, and I could have failed from this grave. Now I can say that I'm still here, and it's by the grace. The grace of God. It's nothing that's all my own.
Yeah.
There was a family on their way down south, and they had gone as far as they could go, and they made their way in, and they were driving on a dirt road. Storm came, the lightning started flashing. The young man that was driving the car lost control of the automobile, ran off the road, and everybody was all right except him. They got out of the car, and just across the dirt road was a white house. They took him across there to that white house and knocked on the door, and a white lady came to the door and said, "Can I help you?" They said, "Ma'am, if you just let us, our brother just got in an accident. We want to just come in and make a telephone call. We want to call the doctor." They walked in, and daughter got on the phone, and the phone kept ringing, and there was no answer. Finally, somebody picked up the phone and said, "I'm sorry, but the doctor's not here. He's out on his route." Somebody say that's it. Well, the daughter put that phone down and went back into the living room. And the little children, they were sitting there crying. They were all sitting there crying. And by that time, grandmama had got out of the car. She made her way across that dirt road. She walked up to him, just opened up the screen door, and she peeked in and she said, "How's my son doing?" And they told her, said, "Mama, we tried to call the doctor, but he was out on his rounds." She said, "John, let me come in." She walked in and she looked at that white man and she said, "Ma'am, do you have a closet?" She said, "Ma'am, do you have a closet?" The white man looked at her and said, "If you want to use the phone, you can use the phone." She said, "No, ma'am, I don't want to use the phone, but I want to call my doctor, and I need to go to the car."
Come on now.
Wait a minute. She made her way to that closet, and there was just enough room for her to get in there. She walked in that closet. The children were walking behind her. She walked in that closet, and she closed the door, and before she talked to the Lord, she said this.
Right.
Thank you.
Oh yeah, we're desperate. Just keep me on your way.
I'ma still work from 3 to 3 to 3. We gon' make it, check the check, the chain the chain, check the check, the prayer the prayer, the EBT, the EBT, you go free. Yeah. I want the chain to stop with you, yeah. I want the chain to stop with you.
Keep me in your love.
That's deep right there. Yes, it is. That's on just that part right there. That's it.
Just keep me in your love.
Just keep me in your love. Then the next part is just keep me in your arms. Right?
Amen.
Glory, glory. Once again, we'd like to say welcome and good evening to the Kingdom Power Fellowship Podcast. This is the Grace, Mercy, Peace in Christ Church Division. This is what, Miraculous Monday? Marvelous Monday. Let's give God some glory. Come on, y'all.
Thank you,
Father. Yes, hallelujah, hallelujah. Now it's this time we have the First Lady of GMPCC, the praising on tonight's service. Amen.
Amen.
Let's greet it. Let's give her a nice warm welcome, y'all. Come on.
Praise God. Father God, we give you glory, honor, and praise. We thank you for tonight, God. God, we thank you for your word that's about to come forth, God. God, we ask that you fall down in fresh anointing, Father God. God, we ask that you would touch the man of God. Lord God, that you would allow your spirit to reign free, Father God. Lord God, that you would open up wisdom, knowledge, and understanding, Father God. Lord God, that you would transition minds and hearts, Father God. God, that we would take your word, Lord God, not lightly, Father God. But Lord God, that we would allow it to fall on good ground, Lord God. Lord God, that we would utilize it, Lord God, to grow, Lord God. Utilize it, Lord God, to get closer to you, Father.
Yes,
utilize
Lord.
It to hear, Lord God, whatever it is that we need, Lord God, for our next breakthrough, Father God.
Come on now.
And God, for that, we give you glory, honor, and praise.
Yes,
and
Lord.
We ask that you would have your way. In Jesus' name, amen.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes.
You know what? I was just saying that to myself earlier before you got came home today. Well, ladies and gentlemen, coming from one book of the Bible tonight, Old Testament. I came from here before, actually a couple times this year. I'm going back there again.
Praise God.
I'm trying to encourage myself. Put me out there on Front Street. Amen.
Amen.
You come from Isaiah 40, verses 20 to 31. And the title is Overtime is Up to You. Overtime is Up to You.
Overtime.
Overtime. Overtime. You know, when you stay extra hours, you get time and a half.
Mm-hmm.
Some places you get double time and a half. And in other places, you get true time and a half. Mm-hmm. And in most cases, when you're not a manager, you get nothing. It's regular time. Well, in ministry, it's regular time. But overtime, I mean, it's not that you get weary and well-doing. You just get tired of getting beat up.
But you got to keep going.
But you got to keep going. Amen. You know, anybody that's a part of my daily text in the morning, I sent out verses 28. Mm-hmm. And to those that are familiar with that text, especially verse 31, they know about 28. Because you can't have 31 without, actually 26 to 31. You can't have 31 without 26, 27, 28, 29, mm-hmm. and 30. Mm-hmm. Right? So, where's my pen? I'm going to give you another 45 seconds to get there. I don't know the right now. I don't feel like that.
What you need?
I need something right on, but my pad and stuff is up here. I didn't want to stand, but I guess I got to stand. Amen. Not hot. Anybody hot?
No.
I guess it's just me. Isaiah 40. 28, 31. Came over here and forgot my glasses. Oh. I was about to say something. What I normally say. You know what I normally say. Yep. That's what I'm saying. Man, you gotta be the glory. Whew. So, while you all are turning that, I'm gonna ask the woman of God.
No.
Did you just say no? I'm gonna ask the woman of God, how was your day? Yeah, I asked it what?
So, it was a Monday.
Yeah.
It was a Monday. We always gonna give God glory, but it was a Monday. It was a Monday before the kids come tomorrow and all their shenanigans.
Well, you have no kids today?
Yeah, we had kids. Of course we had kids.
So then we're talking about
because tomorrow was gonna be very special.
Mm.
And so the kids were already hyping up. We had a kid.
So this is why he gave me overtime, because okay.
Yeah, because
okay.
I was doing overtime today. You know, and at the end of the day, speaking of overtime, on my way out the door, they say, hey, don't go nowhere. We got a faculty meeting. We don't get paid overtime. But we had to do overtime. Not a faculty meeting, I'm sorry. A department meeting. Amen.
Mm. Well, I say it's been, this month has been a trying month for me.
Yeah.
Because I came in this month with expectation.
No.
The expectation came and gone. What I wanted to do with that expectation, I did a little something with it, but it didn't receive what I thought I was going to receive. And I'm like, come on now, something got to give.
Yeah.
And then along with this month, see, I call this a kids month because when you're ignorant and you don't know no better, you will celebrate Halloween. You would have parties. You would get your kids' costumes and stuff. And I remember, I can remember maybe two or three times that my mother got me a costume. And I think I broke out of it. When I said I broke out of it, I just ripped it, just being careless with it. But my mother never really too much liked Halloween. One, she didn't want nobody coming to the house, ringing her doorbell, asking for no candy. Mm-hmm. Two, she didn't trust anyone giving us candy. Mm-hmm. Until one year, I got overfilled with Twix and Milky Ways, and she just raided my bag. Mm-hmm. I ain't gonna forget that. I said, look, Mom, you can have a Milky Way and a Twix, and I ain't like them anyway.
We used to
have
pillowcases.
Huh?
We used to take our pillowcases.
Yeah, that's too.
Yeah.
And I said, just don't touch the Snickers. Now, my dad, on the other hand, I can't recall. But for the most part, I like Halloween because you get to see the different decorations, and most importantly, you get to see the scary movies.
Yeah, no, thank you.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, I have to add this in. The woman of God does not watch scary pictures. Sure don't. That is no fun.
Don't take it in.
No fun. What do you mean, don't take it in?
I said, I don't take them in. My eye gates, my ear gates, no gates. They don't come in. No. It's enough.
Okay, that just me and my stomach did. Okay, anyway. I like scary movies. Friday the 13th, Nightmare on Elm Street.
No.
Hellraiser was corny. American Werewolf.
No.
What's the other one? The Hellraiser. There's a couple other ones I like. No. Now The Conjuring and The Nun and all that other stuff.
It's all no's.
I can't mess with too much because of what I experienced. Yeah. And then the Exorcist.
All
news. Used to watch that back in the day. With modern technology, they enhance the mystery and the intenseness of the movies from the 70s and 80s.
No, thank you.
But ladies and gentlemen, let me tell you something. Those movies are education.
No, they're not. You're garbage. You're
cult
for that. No, I'm not.
Okay. You have to be mindful of the spirits that's out there and how it go.
Yeah, and God can teach you that, and you don't need that.
Yeah. I didn't say it's right. I said it's educational.
I learned that from firsthand experience.
Okay, so I got two witnesses. You care to share it? Y'all too?
God, I just don't allow that stuff into my spirit. And I protect my spirit at all costs. And whatever you feed, that's what's going to grow. And I'm not feeding that to my spirit.
You're not feeding you.
Yes, you are.
Okay,
yes,
no, you know what? Yes, I'm letting it go. Let that go.
Your gates. You let him in.
I am not welcoming. I'm just watching it. Watching TV.
Yes,
not...
that's welcoming it. If you
so can... you don't watch TV then?
Because no, the shows. I didn't say that.
Because the other shows, now here's the catch-22. Some of the shows and the commercials. They have demonic spirits.
Absolutely. And that's why for years I didn't even watch TV. They didn't even cut it off.
Some of the music we listen to have demonic spirits.
Exactly. Exactly.
So, but you listen
but
to
you it. Open it. You open yourself to it. Music. Yes, they all have spirits. Be God or not. You open yourself to it.
In any case, that means you need to strengthen your spirit a little bit more then.
No, that's not it. That's not
so
it.
So we're going to start from verse
28. Okay.
It says...
Hast thou not known?
This is okay. That's the H.
That's 28. Yes. Hast thou not known?
Okay. Hast thou not known? Hast thou not heard that the everlasting God, the Lord, the Creator of the ends of the earth, fainteth not, neither is weary. There is what?
No
searching of his understanding. Definitely not. You could be 1,000 years old. You're not going to catch up and understand him. Verse 29. He giveth what power to the faint and to them that have what?
No might.
No might be increaseth strength.
He increaseth.
What?
He increaseth strength.
That's a that he no might be he. Okay, sorry. That's a he, right?
Yes.
What? Oh my goodness. I'm trying not to read it from my phone. I don't like me. Okay, yeah, there it is. Now I don't like his good head. Let me read that again. He said, he giveth power to the faint and to them that have no might, he increases strength. Even the youth shall faint and be what?
Weary.
And the young men shall utterly what?
Fall.
Now, I can remember a couple times falling. I had one big fall, and I heard, and let me tell you something. I heard the Lord clear as day, leave it alone. But my flesh says, no, I got to have it. Got to have it. And sometimes I wish I didn't do it, but it's done, right? But now we started this program. What is going on? We started this program talking about letting spirits in, entertaining spirits. Ladies and gentlemen, whether you listen, watch, or not, the spirit is already there. Mm-hmm. Oh, my God. I mean, when I say she don't watch, I can be watching the preview or the trailer. Can you turn it, please? Can you go to the bathroom for 5 minutes? Let me watch the trailer. Let me see. And I told y'all about the story that I was watching. I think it was The Conjuring. Mm-hmm. And my nephew was outside having a cigarette, and I'm in the house watching The Conjuring, and I start to smell gas. He said, I've been outside for a minute. I said, you was in the kitchen? He was like, nah. I said, what was you doing now? He said, I was just on the phone. I was about to light a cigarette. I said, well, don't light that cigarette yet. So, because I brought him in the house, I said, you smell that? He said, yeah. What you in here cooking? I said, no. I came in thinking you was cooking, and you left one of the stoves on. We had all 4 hours on. Now, mind you, he said, what was you doing? I said, I was watching The Conjuring. So we looked at each other, left the back door open, and we took a walk. So I guess that's confirmation for the woman of God to my introducing and letting spirits in. Well, the spirit's already there. Opening the door. Yeah, you open the door for it, but it's already there.
You better
turn it off. You know it's open for what? Speak.
The spirits are present anywhere we go, but they cannot just walk in. But when you open the door, they have the right to come in. They can be standing in the room, but they can't touch you unless you open the door. So that's just like somebody's at my house, and they're at the front door, and they want to come in. They cannot, but if I don't open the door, they can't come in.
So you're saying because I'm watching these shows, I'm opening the door?
Yeah,
you give the, it says, the word says it.
Well, how you say?
And it said it in my ear, right? It didn't say this in.
Where? Tell me. Excuse me. Where?
I'm about
to pull that out. Give him a foothold.
He's coming through. I don't know.
So, while she's looking for the scripture, I'm here to say, by it being two people in the house at that point, and my physical door being open, because it wasn't closed all the way, and my nephew being the person that he is, and I'm guessing while he was on the phone, it ignited situations. Had nothing to do with me watching it. Okay. He could have welcomed the spirits in, but because the spirits was in, right? Did I cast them out? They wasn't welcome from the get-go. Do we have to welcome the spirit? Those spirits? I was asking y'all a question.
If you give, the word said, the Bible says that if you give him a foothold, he'll
come in. So.
If there's an ajar, you know, like sometimes when you're having an argument with someone and you're trying to close the door and then they stick their foot in the door.
Mm-hmm. Well, see, I wouldn't have an argument with a person like that anyway. I'll be in their face. So.
And do not give the devil a foothold. Anyone who has been stealing.
What scripture is that?
Ephesians 1:27.
Who?
Ephesians 4:27.
So, and what Ephesians 6 said?
Okay, which one do you want me to read?
Ephesians 7:6,
which one?
I want you to read that, but then put it on the podcast. You said Ephesians 4:27?
Yes, sir.
What is that? So we're going to scroll down now, Ephesians 4:27. Why does this thing going to stick up here? Ephesians 4:27. I still don't have that in the right.
But you don't even have to have an argument with someone for them to want to force their way in.
That's if you allow, if you, Hear what I'm going with it. If your spirit, if you welcome just me, by me having a conversation, is not welcoming anybody anywhere. Because we got to communicate. We got to communicate.
But what does it say about resist the devil?
Resist the devil, he'll flee from you.
Right.
So resisting it is not, for me, resisting it is not watching it.
Well, I'm not.
For me, resisting is not listening to the music.
What is resisting to you? See, everybody's different. She don't watch it, period. But she do listen to R&B hip hop.
And I don't.
You don't listen to R&B?
No, I don't.
You don't listen to hip hop?
No.
You don't listen to Kirk Franklin?
I do.
Okay. The tempo.
That's not what makes R&B.
I know. Oh my God. Because you're going to read 4:20 waiting for you to read it.
No. I'm sorry.
You said you're going to read it.
Yeah. Okay. So it says in Ephesians 4:27, it says, let no corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth, mm-hmm. but that which is good to the use of edifying, that it may minister grace unto the hearer. And grieve not the Holy Spirit of God, whereby ye are sealed unto the day of redemption. I'm sorry. I should have went back. It's 27. Neither give place to the devil. Let him that stole steal no more, but rather let him labor, working with his hands, the things which is good, that he may have to give to him that needeth. Let no corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth, but that which is good to use of edifying, that it may minister grace unto the hearers.
Right.
And keep going. Not the Holy Spirit of God, whereby ye are sealed unto the day of redemption.
Yeah.
Let all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor and evil speakings be put away from you with all malice.
Come on,
Be kind one to another, tenderhearted, forgiving one another, even as God for Christ's sake hath forgiven you.
Right.
And Corinthians also speaks of, let me think of it, let me chew on it for a minute so I can remember exactly. It's Corinthians that speaks about what is good for one person is not necessarily good for the next person.
Right.
What you eat, and you're okay with it, it nourishes you, but what I eat,
like ginger. I'm going to use ginger, then I'm going to use soda.
Right.
Like, this past weekend, I had a, supposed to be so-called vacation, but it was more like a sabbatical. We had a straight talk. I told God, I'm like, look, come on, man. Like, you, what more are you taking away from me? In that conversation, he said, I have to cut back on cigars. And doggone near, stop drinking soda. I'm like, I'm working on that now. And he's like, well, you got to do a little bit better. I'm like, ouch. Ouch.
Yeah.
Ouch.
Because his thought towards us is of good.
Right.
Well, drinking soda is not bad.
He says that it's not good for you.
Well, for me, but right. He said.
But hey, you don't drink in moderation either. So here's here's another thing that you said at me. That just made me think about something really good.
No. You're not going to go past that.
You don't drink it in moderation.
What's moderation? Your moderation is not my moderation.
Well, we know more.
He said, don't drink, become a drunkard.
Yeah, but I'm talking about you and your soda. And you drink it. You could be drunken off soda. But hear this, seriously. Something came across that you said, that was very good. See, I know I'm called to intercede on behalf of nations and people.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe because of who I am and how I'm called, I can't take some of the things in that maybe you can take it because of where you walk in.
Right.
And I know she's an intercessor as well. So it makes perfect sense to me that because in my worship and in my prayer, because when I go in and I have to tap in, I need nothing to be able to bound or hold me or stop me so that I can move in the spirit where I need to go.
And because we're intercessors, we are far more sensitive.
Right.
That's the word I was looking for.
In the spirit. Because he wasn't going somewhere else, but sensitive in the spirit.
I wasn't going nowhere. Yes, you are sensitive.
In the spirit and by nature.
Yeah. But you have to be balanced. Because now I have to suffer.
He just said balance. Mm-hmm. He just said balance. Moderation. He used the word balance. Mm-hmm. Moderation. There you go.
Yeah, that's why I'm going to have one soda a day, you know, and one cigar maybe every 2 days.
And for me, I have soda was taken from me over 38 years ago.
I'm not messing with you. He's a believer. So that is going to be me. I mean, just like it's only been April 7th. It's been 19 months almost. I had my last pack of cigarettes, and I never thought that I would give up cigarettes.
It was longer than that. It's been almost 2 years.
Huh?
So it's been almost 2 years. It was right before we got married. It was. But you had the last pack. Seriously.
Right.
It was right before we got married.
Really? So, so it's 20.
Yeah.
It's 29 months.
Yeah. Sorry. But yeah.
So that's good. And I pray that, and I see it to be that I was saying the same issues about soda. And I said, yeah, sure. So, you know, like I said, we had a sabbatical. And at the same time, I'm like, okay, well, why am I constantly getting beat up? Like, from what I felt in my spirit today, I felt a shift in the spirit, and I was annoyed. Mm-hmm. I was annoyed. I'm like, come on, again? I'd rather just sit and have a conversation with these four walls is a little bit safer. And then again, that's not even safe because somebody's on the other side of the wall probably listening. Is going to use it against me. That's not funny.
Trust you and the way.
So, as I was saying, not they ganging up on me, but it's okay.
We're not ganging up.
I'm messing with
you. We're surrounding you.
I know what love. I know. Love and kindness, huh? So, I'm like, okay, so why is it happening again? Because I feel it happening again.
Mm-hmm.
And this time, it was said before me, but out of context.
Mm-hmm.
So, I said, you know, why? Now, I'm like, okay, now I'm not talking to God. Now, I'm talking to the other one.
Mm-hmm.
You trying to come out, trying to get it out my shell and have me be the man that I used to be, it's not going to happen. I will defend myself, oh, no doubt. But at the same time, sometimes when I'm about to pull my strings, like at the airport, he already taking care of the situation. So what you're not taking me out. You're not going to take me out. You can try, but you're not going to take me out. Because my father said he has a job for me, and he's going to make sure I finish the task. I just got to do my part. He told me what I got to do. Of course, I'm going to do it. I've done it before. I'm going to do it again. You just keep adding on to the list. You know?
But you know, the beauty is that when God takes something from us, it's like if you wanted to put a bouquet of flower here,
mm-hmm.
The hat is here, so you have to remove the hat in order to see the beautiful fragrance.
So, I understand, but he had to take my hair and a couple other things.
Yeah, because you didn't need it. He knew what you needed to have gone to get you where he needs you to go. And that's the thing about God, because he knows exactly, when you look at a diamond, he knows exactly how much pressure it takes to make it a diamond. It ain't like you just look at it, blow on it, and boom, it's a diamond. It goes through a severe pressure.
Right.
And that pressure has to push down on it, mm-hmm. to the point that it's almost an explosion. And when it explodes, then you have the value. Because before that, it's just a piece of coal.
Mm-hmm.
You don't get the value. And so he knows, he looks at us and he goes, she looks good, he looks good, but that's not what I want from them.
Mm-hmm.
So if it means taking your hair or whatever it is that he has to take in order to get you to do what he needs you, so he has your full undivided attention, he's going to do it.
I'm here all
and
day.
And then he knows what's in you.
Exactly. Because he created you.
Right.
He wrote the DNA for you.
And there's stuff in you that you are not aware of. You may have a glimpse of it, and there's stuff that you don't even have a glimpse of.
That's good. Right. That's
eyes
good.
Have not seen.
And ears have not ears heard.
So right. What does it take to get what we haven't seen and what we haven't heard? Mm. He has to remove something. Oh,
that's good.
That
is good.
That's good, Donna. That's good. And from what you just said is what I heard. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, dang. Everything got to go.
But when he's taking us to new levels.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that's...
Because otherwise, you know what? He can say, keep it all, but you ain't going nowhere.
Right.
Right.
Who wants to be saying it?
And there's things that weigh us down.
I'm just
going to
shut up and talk.
There's some places that where God is going to take us, there's some things that just can't. Go. Some people that can't go with you, and it hurts, and we hold on to it.
Right.
And the longer we hold on to it,
the
longer we stay where we are and don't get to enjoy.
And then feel so unfulfilled.
Yes.
And so dissatisfied because we're not where we're supposed to be.
And then what I heard earlier too is that Jesus went through what he went, and he went through it with joy.
Yeah.
Because he knew what was beyond that.
Exactly. And of course he knew, but I don't know.
Exactly, but we trust him.
But right, we trust in
yes,
him.
Yes, will I trust
yeah,
God?
Yeah.
So if we trust in him, then we trust him wholeheartedly.
And he says, count it all joy.
This is just the look I got, man.
Yes, that's the word.
Good. I hear what you're saying.
And you know, like, there are times when I've fought stuff like this. I don't want no. But then when I say, okay, what do you have if you hold sleep for me, Daddy?
Yeah.
And just do it with that anticipation and excitement. Mm-hmm. It eases
the transition.
And what God has said to me over the last few years, and he keeps reminding me, get comfortable with the uncomfortable.
And you know, it's so good that you said that, because when you said before about count it all joy, that you're going to have diverse temptation. Mm-hmm. You've seen the temptation before, but it's going to be diverse because it still has to come.
Yeah.
It's still the temptation, that's what annoys me, but it's the word, so if you change
that annoyance into
joy.
Anticipation and joy.
Yeah,
it's the same energy,
right.
Think of adrenaline,
right.
Adrenaline and like it's the same what substance,
right,
as fear. Mm-hmm. As anger,
right,
but it pushes you. And it propels you forward.
Right, instead of holding you stuck,
you're frozen in fear. You're frozen in frustration and fear.
Right, that's good. I agree.
So I'm glad y'all was here. Y'all said it better than I could say, because I was kind of stuck. Because I hear myself saying, here I am, Lord, to be your servant. Whatever you want, what it is that you want me to do, I will do. Mm-hmm. I'm here to be an ambassador for you. And where's my phone at? Oh. And that's what I said in my text today to my sisters and to my kids. Like, you know, my sister said that's a good scripture. I say, look, I'm just an ambassador, and I thank God that he allowed me and picked me to be an ambassador for his kingdom. Because it wasn't for me. It was for me. I'm like, oh, heck no. But he picked me. What?
Because he knows what's in you.
I'm going to say, it's so oftentimes God says, you know, we say, God, use me, I'll do whatever you want. But
right.
Then he tell us, no, you can't have this no more. No, you got to stop doing this. No, I want to take you somewhere
right,
else. No, I'm trying to elevate you. We don't want to do the things that, because he may not say it, I'm trying to elevate you. But no, you
right,
can't.
Right, but you know it's an elevation,
because right.
she said it best. I know it's an elevation, because here we go again. I said, been there, done that. I use the wrong term saying annoyed, because when this comes, I know what comes after that.
Right.
It's not that I'm tired. It's like,
again?
Right.
That's it. Yeah.
And so for me, again.
Right.
Yeah.
For real?
Yeah.
But I'm like, okay, get comfortable with the uncomfortable.
And you know what the world is saying I used to live by when I was out there? I expect the unexpected. So, when I say he threw it, he went boom, right there at me. I was like, ooh.
You actually made it hit me.
I didn't mean to hit you. I was trying to go in between. Expect the unexpected. So I'm like, okay. And he didn't explain whether it's going to be good or bad because it's going to be both. It's going to be both. Expect the unexpected. I said, look, as long as I got my ride or die, I can see and hear and walk on my own two legs. Let's go. Let's take the ride. As long as you still got my back, I'm good. Wow.
One of the things that I'm constantly reminded is the longer I resist, and that's not... That's not exactly how I wanted to say, but the longer I resist,
mm-hmm.
the longer it takes for me to receive. And there are times I've experienced where I've procrastinated, I have avoided,
mm-hmm.
and then when I finally do it, I'm like, man,
why
didn't I do this before?
What are you worried about?
Right.
What?
Right. Hey, so you, I don't know. I remember running for over, 39 years? I was running for 39 years. And now I'm all steam ahead. And like you just said, I'm all steam ahead, but it's the same trials, but it's on a different level. And you heard what I said. Was the last thing that I said? I said, yo, everybody at the master's table, everybody eating except for the master. I mean, and this comes again. We're supposed to get the entree and everything, right? The main course and the dessert and all that stuff. We ain't get a crumb. We over here licking a plate. So where's that crumbs? And he said, be patient. I said, all right, you know I'm going to be patient. What else I got? As long as you take the time away from me and I ain't finished the course, then I already know what's going to happen after that. I want to hear, well done, my good and faithful servant. You understand? So, whatever it is that you want me to do next, I heard it. You told me, okay, it's going to be fulfilled. Ain't going to be overnight, but give me strength to let it be. But whatever it is, I'm here to do it. And
I need to stress again, get comfortable with the uncomfortable.
Mm-hmm.
Because when you're comfortable, you're at ease, you're at peace, you're receptive.
Oh, that's not our ministry. That is not our ministry.
You're comfortable with the uncomfortable.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, if you're comfortable, what do you do?
You're comfortable, you just move. You just flow. Mm-hmm. Regardless, because you know, in the end, no matter what happens, God got it.
Right.
When you guys are together and loving on each other, you're mm-hmm. comfortable in each other. So you're totally surrendered.
Submissive.
Yes. So that's what God wants us mm-hmm. to be. When you think of a baby laying in your arms, that baby is gonna, and that's what God wants us, that's where, I'm speaking to myself, right?
That's right, it's overflowing.
That's where he wants us to be, that's so comfortable, so trusting, that, because when we're comfortable in the place where we're not supposed to be,
mm-hmm.
we're comfortable. We don't want to move. We don't want to do anything. We wallow in it. So wallow in the uncomfortable so he can
do what he has to do.
Do what he has to do. Oh, my God. I'm preaching to myself right now.
You're preaching to yourself and a whole lot of million other people that somebody needs to hear it. And this is about being overtime. I'm like, because the woman of God, she has her ministry and this fellowship. And My thing is not just one thing, it's a couple other things. And she's like, what is your ministry? My ministry is whatever the Lord, one day it might be this, or 1 year, or years might be this, and then next year, out of 10 years, I've done just about everything. And I see it's recycling, but the demons that I'm confronting, they're a little bit slicker.
New level.
Mm-hmm. New level. But I've seen it before.
But the thing is that, again, what he's taking from you mm-hmm. now is releasing, is getting you to that place to release what is in you
mm-hmm.
for this new level,
right.
this new season, mm-hmm. and beyond.
Right.
Because think about it. When learning to lift weights, when you're lifting weights, you may start off with 2 or 3 pounds.
Mm-hmm.
And then when you get to 5 or 10 pounds, you don't feel the pressure.
Right.
So, and when you get to 100 pounds, I mean, 3 to 5 pounds, 50 pounds is like a feather.
That's a better description of the levels, because yes. this is like what it is, because where we're going, you thought people was envious before.
Yeah.
And I hear that. Every time I say that, I hear the backstabbers. I hear.
Mm-hmm. But your armor will be.
Oh, unpierceable.
More.
Right.
Right.
Yeah. And that's what he's doing. And I have to also get my, you know, because I'm in the head. Just be ready. Just be ready and accept it.
And I can't get over what it is. It's like the joy, the excitement. There's a level. The joy of the Lord is our strength.
Yeah,
that's it. So when you go through it with joy, it strengthens you, and you fly through it.
And
it gives you wings. You don't need Red Bull.
Right.
Oh, I like that.
That was a great analogy right there.
Yeah, I thought so.
No, that's not gonna. You gotta go to the podcast and see where we are on time, because we got 2.5 hours.
It doesn't, you know, on ours it doesn't tell us.
It don't tell us.
No.
It tell y'all.
No, it don't tell you.
That was a good analogy, right there. Oh God.
Yeah, that was a good one.
Well, it's a certain spot you have to look.
Normally yours is in the top left, but I just can't see him.
Oh, so it's okay. Oh boy, we over.
Is it mine?
So, join us Friday. As we might finish up, if not, we will do what thus saith the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Anybody want to close our prayer?
Donnie, we close our prayer. Father, we thank you. We bless you. We praise you.
Yes, Lord.
We thank you for this time of fellowship.
Yes,
for
Lord.
The downloads, the refreshing.
Yes.
The strengthening. And for your presence here in our midst to give us all that we need. Thank you for knowing us and helping us to trust you as you continue to show us what you've deposited in us. Thank you for the doors that you have already opened.
Yes, Lord.
That you're equipping us to walk through.
Yeah.
We bless you, we praise you. We give you all the glory, all the honor and praise, and we thank you for a fresh anointing of your joy, which is our strength. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. God be the glory. Montana, thank you for joining us. I see your latest response. If you can, email us at kingdompowerfellowship@gmail.com to follow up to what you were saying. Amen?
Amen.
In the meantime, this is Apostle Bernard Anthony Smith of the Kingdom Power Fellowship, pastor of Grace Mercy Peace of Christ Church. Along with me is the First Lady of GMPCC and the pastor of the Church Without Walls, and a special guest, Psalmist Donna. Mm-hmm. On behalf of ourselves and our disciples across the world, we say we love you. And remember, for we walk by faith, but not by sight. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. And know that I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. For thy word that I am hid in my heart, that I might not sin against thee.
And let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. Be blessed and be safe. See you on Victory Friday at 8 p.m.